Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on understanding the significance of recently implemented labor codes. The participants are Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
In a transformational milestone in labor market reforms in India, the government has implemented four new labor codes, replacing decades-old labor laws. Code on Wages 2019, Industrial Relations Code 2020, Code on Social Security 2020, and Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 came into force on 21st November and aim to streamline and simplify labor laws, empowering both employees and employers. To understand the significance and impact of these new labor codes in energizing our economic growth, we have with us senior journalist Aditi Tandon. Aditi, warm welcome to your Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
Aditi, before we really get into, you know, what are the major highlights of these labor codes, can you tell us why the need was felt for introducing them? What is the significance of these new labor codes replacing the previous labor laws?
See, the most pressing need, Sonu, was the fact that most of our labor laws, all of them, all 29 laws date back to either the pre-colonial times, which means starting from 1930s, and the last to be enacted was also just immediately post-independence in the decade of 1950s. So you see, the world of work has transformed significantly. We saw how COVID-19, the pandemic, changed the way we worked. Work from home became recognized. A new segment of workers came in. For instance, the gig workers came in, the platform workers. Terms like aggregators came in. We had food being delivered by workers with Swiggy or Zomato right at home at our doorstep. Now, these are workers that were not recognized in the old system. So the need for the labor laws was really to streamline India's labor architecture, bring it in line with modern global standards, recognize the new emerging forms of work, and most importantly, ensure and make statutory certain requirements that are necessary for protection of labor. The idea behind the labor laws is basically to create a productive workforce, a protected workforce, and to enhance social protection. Because you see, only a protected and happy workforce will deliver results for the lofty goals that we have set for ourselves. For instance, Viksit Bharat by 2047.
So while hailing the new labor codes, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this step will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers and strengthens the economic growth of the nation. So can you tell us what are the major benefits for workers, for employees, which will be forthcoming by the implementation of these codes?
See, like the Prime Minister said, and in fact, all major international labor organizations have welcomed India's move because it contributes significantly to the ongoing dialogue on labor reforms and on social protection and better worker-employer relationships. One is that aspect. It was necessary to align it with the global standards, which we've done. But what it does for us at home. So see, the broad points behind the labor code, Sonu, are that they will encourage formalization of employment. What do we mean by that is exploitation is going to reduce. For instance, the government is clearly stating its intentions that through these new labor codes, we are going to make the issuance of appointment letters mandatory. Now, we have so many workers in the unorganized sector who do not have any proof of employment. You take construction workers. They spend days in sweltering heat. Mm-hmm. They spend days in bitter cold building so many segments for our country. But there is no social protection for such segments. So what the labor codes first and foremost thing they do is they formalize the appointments and employment opportunities, mm-hmm. saying that all workers across segments are going to be issued some sort of proof of their appointment, so that from that will flow financial security. Second, what this does is this envisages a very ambitious concept called the national floor wage, which the center government is going to notify. The idea is that it's a minimum wage, but even minimum wage, if you look at the labor laws and if you look at our labor landscape, you will realize people don't pay. It is not so mandatory across segments. It is mandatory in certain very scheduled and listed companies, which are also formal employment generators. for instance, in the central government, in other big enterprises, in big industries. But what about the other sectors? So what it does is it ensures and says that minimum wage will have to be paid to all the workers. Now, that's a landmark reform. If minimum wage can be fixed and then can be paid and you can legally oblige employers to do that, that's a great protection for workers. What they're also doing for the first time is you see the fourth code, which is on occupational health and safety standards. For instance, who's going to talk about workers in hazardous professions? So this is a code which is very favorably inclined towards workers who are in large segments of hazardous work. And they have also said that preventive health care is a must for all workers. So everybody above the age of 40 years, you and me and everybody who falls in that bracket, every employer is mandated by the new labor codes to ensure a free annual checkup for all 40 years plus workforce.
There's a social security on many parameters.
On many fronts. So, you know, it's a layered code. It is very ambitious. So what we need to stay put and watch out for is when the government actually comes up with rules, for which also we heard the Labour Minister Mansukh Mandavia saying that he will open consultations with all stakeholders. Right. And we are expecting rules to come in by about the next 50 days. And they will all be up in the public domain for everybody to see.
In fact, that is what the industry bodies have been saying. They have been welcoming this these codes with open arms, saying it was long overdue. But they have also been saying that implementation and bringing about a change, any change in fact, Aditi, is there is a resistance to change also. But you feel that the resistance stage has been crossed to a large extent. If we see these codes, they were visualized in 2019, 2020, but now they have seen the light of day. So you feel now majority is open to this change and realizes that it is the need of the hour?
See, there was clearly such a stiff opposition to these codes that the government also gave a lot of time to people to reconcile, to industry bodies, to trade unions. And we all remember that the parliament actually passed all the four codes in 2020. Right. So you are very right that the government has waited for 5 long years for everybody to come around the codes and to understand that, as you said, Sonu, reforms are always painful. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing, no change comes without pain. And therefore, we have to be ready to take this leap forward and to see, you know, like they say that you have to go through hell to reach paradise.
Yeah.
So it's like that. You have to go through that hell. It's not going to be easy. And the collective strength of this country can make it happen. But just imagine the kind of reforms that are being proposed. For instance, women can now work in night shifts across industries. It's going to be their choice. Right now, women can only work in certain listed industries. But now they can work in underground mining. They can work in heavy machinery sector, provided they want to. And there's a consent and there are safety standards ensured for them. Yes. That's a big change also. Then the concept of equal work, equal pay. Gender-neutral labor laws will come in for the first time. This is again a huge, huge transition from the old times when the labor laws were heavily skewed in favor of men. And women, despite possessing all the skills to reach the heights which men achieve because they have so many opportunities, women were denied all these, avenues. But right now, women can work in any sector if they want to. And the third most important thing, which is going to concern you and me and everybody, you see, Sonu, there's been a lot of debate of late on what should a work week look like. So this particular labor code has now mandated 8 hours of work daily. That is a normal work day. For a week, the normal work week is 48 hours. And any overtime that has been specified by the statute under the labor laws, any overtime will be paid at double the rate of wage that you are paying. If I am being expected to work beyond 8 hours a day, I will be compensated for that. So that's a huge step forward also. People are willing to work as long as you compensate them for their work.
So as you said, Aditi, that there are a lot of provisions in these four new labor codes. They will guarantee timely minimum wages for all workers, appointment letters for the youth, equal pay and respect for women, social security for 40 crore workers and gratuity for fixed term employees after 1 year of employment. And these reforms will also ensure, as you said, free annual health checkup for workers above 40 years of age, double wages for overtime, full coverage health security for workers in hazardous sectors, and guarantee of social justice for workers as per international standards. So you feel that these reforms are very wide-ranging and they have really sensitive provisions for the workforce of India?
I would completely agree with your assessment. It's a very bold step forward. And again, at the cost of repetition, I would like to say that challenges will come in the path of implementation and rollout. But the consultative approach that the government has adopted is a welcome approach. So you can't stop an idea whose time has come. In the journey of nations, there will come a time when governments will take bold leaps forward and you have to back them up. So this is that time. I agree with you. And what I want to say is one of the finest provisions of this particular labor code is that the ESIC coverage, which was earlier not even available to any unit in the hazardous sector, they were not mandated to have any ESIC coverage. But what the codes have now done is they have said that for establishments fewer than 10 people, it is voluntary to have ESIC coverage. The employer can decide. But in a hazardous unit, if there's even one person, ESIC is mandated. So they have balanced out the approach. Then what have they done? What is pro-industry is that right now, in the industrial landscape of the country, there is a lot of complexity. There is a lot of wastage of productive time because of multiple registration requirements, multiple licenses. These licensing requirements run across various labor laws, 29 as we said. So what you've done is you've now contracted and subsumed all those laws, and what you've done, single registration you've allowed. You've also allowed pan-India single license as well as single return. So I think what the government has done, I mean, they haven't said it in so many words, but you see, when we have set up a goal of enhancing our economic potential and becoming the third largest economy of the world very soon, we are already the fourth largest. Currently, manufacturing sector is contributing less than a fifth to India's $4 trillion USD economy. The labor codes are going to massively expand that potential. So you see, when you ease the business and through these simplified rules and regulations, the potential of the industrial workforce, wealth creators also rises.
So you feel this will attract a lot of domestic investment and foreign investment the Indian manufacturing sector, services sector?
I think the labor codes are going to completely transform India's manufacturing sector, which is currently a weak link in our economic chain. And only if we can enhance the capacity of the manufacturing sector through these redone labor reforms and labor laws, we can really achieve the goal of becoming the third largest economy very soon. And I think that's one of the primary goals behind these labor laws.
And if we talk about social security, which is a major aim of these labor codes, Labor and Employment Ministry said that over the past decade, India has expanded social security coverage, rising from 19% of the workforce in year 2015 to more than 64% in 2025. Does implementation of the four labor codes mark the next major step in this trajectory, further widening the social security net and embedding portability of benefits across states and sectors?
Yeah, that is a stated goal of the four labor codes. In fact, the labor codes are going to promote fixed-term employment and they are going to reduce over-dependence on contractual work. So naturally, what's going to happen is exploitation is going to reduce. You just now said earlier in your remarks, what is going to happen now is how do you achieve more formalization? How do you enhance social protection, which you mentioned? For instance, this particular labor code is going to enhance the gratuity eligibility to just 1 year. Right now, it is 5 years, we all know. Equal wages are to be paid to permanent staff also and to other staffers also who are being hired generally. Like, I may be on contract, but I have a fixed contract of, say, 2 years or 3 years. But I am going to get the same benefit as somebody who's on permanent roles of the company. We all know what permanent roles are. So what is going to happen is this is going to then promote direct hiring and reduce excessive contractualization, which is the norm today. Contractualization promotes exploitation. So if you can contract that market, you can naturally promote formal employment. And the inclusion of gig and platform workers, the gig and platform workers and aggregators have been defined for the first time in the labor codes. That's a very big reform which we must mention. And when it comes to social protection, all aggregators have been told that they have to contribute 1-2% of their annual turnover to the welfare of their workers. So that's how the government intends to achieve social protection.
Aditi, thank you so much for coming and throwing light on the various nuances of the new labor codes, which are really revolutionary for Indian economy, for our workforce. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on understanding the significance of recently implemented labor codes. The participants were Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. Spotlight.